You're listening to SBS News.
A vote by Israeli politicians next week will pave the way for another election likely to be held in October. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will step aside to be replaced by Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, his partner in the ruling coalition that ended former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year run. Mr. Lapid says he won't waste any time once he becomes acting Prime Minister, and he will address the country's most pressing conflicts.
A word about what comes next. Even if we are going to elections in a few months, the challenges we face will not wait. We need to tackle the cost of living, wage the campaign against Iran, Hamas and Hezbollah, and stand against the forces threatening to turn Israel into a non-democratic country.
Israel is set to enter its fifth election in only 3 years, but Mr. Netanyahu says the turn of events is a positive shift for his country. Despite facing corruption charges, he's looking to make a return to the role of Prime Minister.
I must tell you that this evening people are smiling, even on the way over here. People are simply smiling, because they feel that despite this consciousness modification, which we also heard tonight, they understand that something great happened here. We are getting rid of the worst government in Israel's history.
Mr. Bennett's ruling coalition was formed by 8 parties, including far-right, liberal and Arab parties, who differ over questions of religion and foreign policy. Over the last few days, internal pressure proved too much for Mr. Bennett, and he called the dissolution of parliament the best move for Israel.
Israeli citizens, we're standing before you today in a moment that is not easy, but with the understanding we made the right decision for Israel.
Israeli citizens have expressed mixed feelings over the upcoming election, with some voicing concerns around the potential economic impact from political instability, and others don't feel there is enough difference between Mr. Bennett and Mr. Netanyahu, who are former political allies. Hamas says it will not alter its stance towards Israel regardless of a change in government, stressing it will resist to regain the full rights of the Palestinian people. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.